At the 2012 Corn Utilization Technology Conference, I'm visiting with Dr. Timothy Phillips, Texas A&M University, and you are one of our session chairs here. This is the one of the final sessions on the aflatoxin subject, in this case talking about mitigation. What kind of define what that means, first of all?
Mitigation is a way that we can manage aflatoxins in animal feed as well as human food, and it takes on a lot of different mechanisms, but the one that we're interested in is using clay-based materials that actually bind aflatoxins very tightly and somewhat preferentially in the stomach and intestines of animals and also humans. And by doing this, we hope that it will decrease the bioavailability of these toxins to the blood and the and to the organs, such as the liver.
How does, because I'm not a scientist here, I'll just ask, the first thing that came to mind, when testing is done, for example, to determine level, how does that, does it have an impact on that, in addition to how it actually would, I guess, react within somebody's body?
Yeah, well, one of the problems with testing our animal feeds and our human foods for aflatoxins is the fact that they're not uniform. These toxins are not uniformly distributed. So sampling, you know, is the first problem. No matter how sophisticated the instrumentation is, you know, whether it's thin layer chromatography or mass spectrometry, if it's not sampled properly, then, you know, we have problems with the testing. So basically, the mitigation strategy with clays helps us to erase that problem. So if these clays could be added or included in animal feeds and eventually human foods or in condiments such as salt, you know, like they use iodine for, then this will help us to still manage the problem, prophylactically, and then eventually use it even as therapy.
Now, I think I heard that, you know, this is not necessarily a new strategy, but how would you describe, with some maybe some of the comments made here today and work you know that's going on, kind of where are we at in this? Do we have a lot more work to do?
Yeah, we do have a lot more work to do. However, I'm feeling really good about the potential to use these for aflatoxin mitigation in developing countries in the near future. It's, as you mentioned, it's ancient medicine. Clays have been used for centuries. Actually, they were reported, the first reports were in Mesopotamia, and that's about 2,500 years ago, used for medicinal purposes, probably for diarrhea, enteric diseases. But we know that they've also been used to mitigate toxins and for skin infections and a variety of other things, including food processing. So we're excited about using this old medicine and bringing it to a contemporary point where we can use this also to help animals and humans.
How much is this approved from a regulatory standpoint at this point, or is that another one of those things that we need to have some more work and testing to do?
No, that's one of the things that we're doing right now. We're trying to run studies, clinical intervention studies, and get FDA approval and help with this so that we'd be able to make eventually make claims of the efficacy of these products and this particular strategy, as well as the safety. So we're still looking at more studies, more interventions to eventually target the vulnerable. And when I say the vulnerable, I mean infants and children, especially in developing countries, in what I call the hot zone, which have a more of a major impact, and they're exposed more readily than we are in the U.S. and in Europe. And to eventually be able to supply this mitigation strategy or these clays in nutritional supplements and fortificants that are being used by these malnourished children, and they're being exposed to aflatoxins, which have a variety of different problems. So the key here, in time, eventually, if we can get approval, FDA approval of this technology, we hope to be able to make an impact on you know, infant and health of children.
Great. Well, thank you very much for giving us a little overview of this area of mitigation of aflatoxin, one of the sessions here at the 2012 CUTC. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.